Blog Talk Radio.
Disorderly Conduct
with your host
Vince the Bay.
Vince the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Thank you.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Yes, they are. And I'm Vince in the Bay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Monday night edition of Disorderly Conduct. Tonight, it's Monday night in the mix with Vince in the Bay. You're always in the mix with Vince in the Bay, but tonight we'll be mixing things up more than usual, hopefully. Lines are wide open tonight if you want to join me. 347-826-7667 is the number. And I have a caller lined up and ready to go. I think this is Dr. Cowpode. Dr. Cowpode, welcome to the program.
Hey, Vince. How are you tonight?
Doing well, doing well. It's Monday.
Yes, it is. Monday, the start of the week. How's the weather in California?
Nice. We're in between storms right now.
Yeah, we're going to get some little rain tomorrow, I guess. So it's not too bad here in Minnesota. I mean, I've seen worse. We still have snowbanks, but the ice is gone on the streets, so we can actually drive around without hitting anything.
Uh-huh. Dude, I missed you. You sent me some YouTube video or something. I didn't get to watch it. What was that all about?
Well, I just did some couple videos up there. You know, I did three videos about my shows. It was just, you know, nothing special. I mean, just Cowpoke Radio, you know, introducing my show. I gave a shout-out to you, The Ghost, Debbie Daly, you know, whatever, you know.
Oh, right on. I'll check it out. No, I have the link. I just haven't got a chance to see it. I watched part of it. I saw it was you sitting down and you were talking, but it was like a 15-minute video or something, and I just didn't have time to watch it.
Yeah,
I watched a little bit. You're a handsome man there, Dr. Cowpoke. Good-looking man.
I just did the, promote my show. Nothing, you know. Mm-hmm. Too technical. You know, just
well,
talking about
tell us when your show is. Tell me and my listenership your show is.
It's usual. I mean, right now, obviously, there's no football, but I mean, it's like tomorrow night, a 2-hour show, 8 p.m. Central. You know, Uncle Bobby will probably call and be my co-host. You know, we just kind of go over what's going on in pop culture, kind of like you do, but mainly probably in the Central time zone. You know, whenever we go on sports, then Saturday morning is Dr. Cowpoke Radio, you know, the Dr. Cowpoke comes out, and we try to solve problems, and we found out that the situation was gay last week, and we called the gay chat room, and they said, this is their words, Vince, that he's hung like a hamster. So that was the rumor.
Wait, who's hung like a hamster?
That's the gay chat room said that the situation is hung like a hamster. That's what they said when I called the gay chat room.
The situation from Jersey Shore?
Yeah, there was rumors that he was gay, and then I called the gay chat room, the L.A. Boy.
No, he's not gay. He's not
that's
gay.
That's what they said. That I was just no.
I think
I was
everybody's
just,
gay, dude.
I know, but I was just you know. You,
all
you
right.
Gotta
so what
go
if
the
he's
source.
Gay? So what if he's gay? What does that mean to all
it
the chicks you think?
It means nothing to me. It just that was the news in the paper. And I was just confirming it with the gay chat room. That's all I was doing. And they
there's
said he was
a gay
hung
chat
like
room.
A
what were you doing in a gay chat room? First of all.
Asking a question about the situation, if he was gay, and that's I call the gay, LA Blade room at least every week, and I see what's going on in the gay chat room. You know, we talk and chat, and then we leave. So
wow,
yeah it's emotional. And then you know, then obviously Sunday's the big show, you know, with Bill Clinton and friends, you know, on Sunday morning. So
oh yeah, Bill Clinton. I miss the President Clinton. I wish he would call back into the show one of these days. It's been a while.
Yeah, I will. He has to do a show one of these days too. I had a really bad head cold for 2 weeks, so. But yeah, we will call in one of these days. Bill, I'll get Bill to call into the show. But you have a good rest of your show. I just got home from work, so we'll talk to you later, Vince.
All right, thanks, Dr. Cowpoke. There you go, Dr. Cowpoke, ladies and gentlemen, checking in from Minnesota. I'm Vince in the Bay, taking your calls 3426-7667. I'll be right back.
love him, or capital H-I-M. Put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby.
Bay.
PBR Street Gang is almighty, almighty. I copy, over. Quit hiding. It's embarrassing, dude. Next subject. Here's your first P test. Next one goes in your mouth. No, you won't get high. It's all good. It's all good, guys. Quit panicking. Quit panicking. No panic, no judgment. I don't know. Winning? Anyone? The goddesses? We're not live, are we? The Bible grippers. Like in baseball, the scoreboard doesn't lie. Never has. I don't know. Winning? Anyone? I don't know. Winning? Anyone? We're not live, are we? I'm so tired of pretending like my life isn't perfect and bitching and just winning every second. Sorry, man. Make the rules. Oops. Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning. Bull. S-H-I-T. Deal with it. Oh, wait. Can't process it. Losers. Winning. Bye-bye. Is guys like you and I and Nails. And all the other gnarly gnarlingtons in my life. No way, those guys, damn. If he chooses to do so, he will stop your heart, and he will behead you. That's what we do. There's not much you can say other than genius. My motto now is you either love or you hate, and you must do so violently. And the reason you must hate violently is because, and you have to hate everybody that's not in your family, because they're there to destroy your family. And they will come at you in all forms and shapes. And therefore, there's nothing in the middle. I don't live in the middle anymore. That's where you get slaughtered. That's where you get embarrassed in front of the prom queen. And it's just not an option. So, you know, within that is tremendous focus and tremendous clarity and tremendous peace. Because you have absolute and total resolve about your decisions. If you love with violence and you hate with violence, there's nothing that can be questioned. And people say, oh, you know, you're going to work through your resentments. Yeah, no, I'm going to hang on to them, and they're going to fuel my attack. And they're going to fuel the battle cry of my deadly and dangerous secret and silent soldiers, because they're all around you. Anyway, thought you were just messing with one dude. Sorry. Winning. Nice try, fellas. I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Opa.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning, you know? Well, I'm not Thomas Jefferson. He was a pussy. Do the math. I'm done. It's on. Bring it. As I say, I ain't hiding. I will love you violently. If you infiltrate and try to hurt my family, I will murder you violently.
In the info war.
In the info war. Winning.
Back. Vincent Bay. Taking calls 347-826-7667. I'm in the mix and I'm also taking calls. And we got somebody here from area code 352 area code. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Bubba from the Backwoods. How y'all doing?
It's good to have you here. I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Bubba from the Backwoods, God almighty, I'll tell you.
Did you say Bubba from the Backwoods?
No, I said, break my mama's back. Yes, Bubba from the Backwoods, God almighty.
What's on your mind tonight, Bubba?
I don't know. What would you like me to be? What's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind tonight? Well,
yes.
this is a call-in show, and I have callers call in and bring up whatever, and then I comment on it. So you got to bring up something, and then I'll tell you what I think about it.
Okay. Tell the money. I'll tell you. Banjo playing. I'll tell you. I think it needs to be banned.
What needs to be banned?
Banjo playing.
Banjo playing. Oh, why? What's wrong with banjo playing?
I think it should be banned. Deliverance, the movie, God Almighty. I think it's
yeah,
ruining
but
our...
that's not reflective of all banjo players in the world. That's just one crazy, psychotic, retarded kid that plays a banjo. It's not reflective of all the banjo players out there.
It's hurting a lot of people out here, God, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, what kind of music do you like? If you don't like banjos music, what kind of music do you like?
I like rap music myself.
You like the hip-hop, huh?
Yeah, I do, I'll tell you.
What? Who are some of your favorite artists?
Run DMC, MC Hammer.
Can't touch
I'll tell you. I'm sorry. Did I mess it up?
No, you said MC Hammer, and I said Can't Touch This, one of his songs.
Yeah, Can't Touch This. Yeah, that's what my wife says. God Almighty, Can't Touch This.
You know, MC Hammer's from the Bay Area.
Yes, Tampa Bay, yes.
No, the San Francisco Bay Area.
I'm just messing with you.
You got me. You got me, Bubba. Yep. So Bubba, you paying attention to any of this college basketball going on? March Madness?
Oh, no, I don't see much. Basketball. Yeah, I told Michael Jordan to leave those balls alone, but God damn it, he wouldn't listen to me. God.
Well, he's retired now, you know.
Yes, I know, with a serious problem. But
what else is going on in the news? Oh, Libya. What are your thoughts on Libya? What do you think of what's going on in Libya right now?
I think they ought to take a chance out there too, Paul. But there's a special person out there, Dr. Abby. She can take care of that in Libya.
Who? Doctor who?
Abby.
No, I'm talking about the country Libya, not some like disease.
Libya. You worried about your fuel prices going up?
You thought I said Libya. No, I said Libya.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember what a labia is, quite frankly. You'll
okay.
have to refresh my memory.
You say what's going on in Libya?
Yeah, what's going on? Not with the in a labia in Libya.
Libya, the country Libya.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
What's going on over there, man? What's happening?
Oh well, you know they got a big war going on. You didn't watch television?
No, I heard about it, though. I heard we started bombing them. What's up with that?
Well, God Almighty, I'll tell you,
they're
causing a lot of trouble.
Wait a second. Did they attack us? Did I miss something? You're right. I haven't been paying attention. Did they attack us?
No, not yet, but soon. But
Oh, right. I forgot. This is still the Bush doctrine, right? Preemptive strike. Got it.
Preemptive strike, God Almighty.
So they were getting ready to bomb us, is what you're saying.
I think they're perhaps working hard at doing something, but
yeah, okay.
It's causing the price of gasoline to go up. God Almighty.
Right, because we get all our gas from Libya. Is that what you mean?
No.
Okay, then why would that have any bearing on on the price of gas to us? If we don't get our gas from or oil from Libya,
well, it's a passage to a place where we need to be. So,
mm-hmm.
You know that yellow brick road, we can't fit in there and get what we need to get and take it out. So,
Why don't we attack the countries that we do get oil from?
Because fuck up the deficit.
Oh, like that's? Do you think they can really fuck it up any more than they already have?
No, but they think they will. But do not cross this line. Do not cross this line. It's the reason why they don't go anywhere.
Yeah, I think it's a bunch of. I think it's a big circus and theater, dog and pony show. If you
yes,
ask me.
It is. I'll tell you that. But to them, they don't consider it a show. Good.
Like you notice how this time they didn't even bother running it through Congress. Because they know that we know it's a joke. That it would just be a rubber stamped by Congress anyway. So hell, why even put it through Congress, right?
Right. They don't want to put it through. They want to send it to the. They want to send it to the hillbillies.
UN has all the. The UN suddenly has all the power now. UN,
UN
votes for sanctions or whatever. No fly zone. Suddenly, our military comes in without the United States taxpayer saying a word about it, having one single word in edgewise.
I think that UN is right next to Regis and Kelly show. So
it is not. No, it's not. I think Regis and Kelly are they're in Midtown, aren't they? Aren't they in like Rockefeller Center or something? The UN
it's
is
just down the street. God almighty.
It's down the street, but the UN is like literally on the water, on the east side of Manhattan, facing Brooklyn. That's where the UN is. It's actually in a very very precarious spot too. And technically, the UN, the property, the grounds of the UN, there are technically not part of the United States.
Yes, international territory.
And if you've ever been to the building, half of the building technically hovers over the water, literally. There's a little freeway that passes underneath it, but half of the UN building is technically hovering over the water.
Yes, and I got a room over there.
You've got a room?
Yeah, I got a room there, and for me and my wife, when we had a honeymoon, good money, I'll tell you.
Right on. I can dig it. So so you said you listened to the hip-hop. What kind of hip-hop are you into these days?
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Hip-hop? What kind of hip-hop do you like?
I like all kinds of shit, man. I like new stuff. I like mostly old school, but I'm down with the new stuff too.
So you're into Pink Floyd and Styx and Wings and all that, right?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, you want to hear some Wings right now? Here's a classic track from Wings. I'm going to take a break, and I'll be right back with Bubba. If you want to join us, the party is just getting started, kids. The number is 347-826-7667, and here's a classic track from Wings.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you skirts know what's up with 213.
So I hung select on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pull some gas, so I said, I'm
got these girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking more than 12. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up, and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They want to come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head,
I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make some bodies turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Bubba. So, Bubba, where'd you get your name Bubba from?
From the backwoods. Bubba from the backwoods in Kentucky Hills. God bless you all.
Okay.
You think someone gave that name to me? Oh, my God, no. I don't think so.
Cool, man. So you're a big classic rock fan. We established that. And so and you're for or against attacking Libya? I forgot.
Oh God almighty. I'm trying to get along, like Rodney King said, with everybody, God almighty. But if we have to bear arms, God bless it. We have to do it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely, brother. There's a certain line where it's just like, yeah. I don't know if the line was crossed here, though. How do we know? We're just going by what they tell us.
Well, the line wasn't crossed at your house, that's for sure. It's way back in Libya. God almighty.
Oh, yeah.
Are you stumped
anyway.
Or something? Can you talk?
Patriot no,
I'm
Greg.
I'm distracted here. My studio audience is...
That's what it sounded like in Libya when I was there. Good and money.
Oh, you were there?
Oh, yes, I was there.
How long were you there for, and when were you there?
I was there about 3 weeks ago, and God bless it. I'll tell you, I'm glad to be in U.S. soil. But in the meantime, that's what they sounded like.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're here and you're safe and sound and here with me tonight, Bubba. Bubba, do you have a show on BTR?
No. Of course
you're
not.
You're just a pundit.
No, I have a show, but I won't even announce it. Go to money. It's
yeah, God forbid you get some of my my listenership. It would, yeah. Tell
yeah.
me about it.
I'll tell you, I can name some shows for you if you like me to name them.
Oh,
you.
Please do. What are some of your favorite shows on BTR?
Okay. Let me name a few for you. So
do.
You won't feel like you're so by yourself. Snootly Funtime Radio.
Snootly Funtime? What the hell is that?
Yes, yeah, Snootly. S. Snootly Funtime TYME Radio.
Okay. All right. What else?
Frank Nitti Newman. He's got a show. Wire Club Radio. He's got a show. There's the Bob Forsythe Show.
Who's Bob Forsythe? He's in my chat room right now.
Yeah, that's me. I'm Bubba. I'm his co-host on that show, God Almighty.
Oh, right on. So that's the show you're.
I guess
with,
you know
you're with the Bob Forsythe program.
But you were so sarcastic and thought I didn't know anybody. Good.
Oh, I wasn't being sarcastic. I was being inquisitive.
Inquisitive.
Yeah, inquisitive.
I've been on Blog Talk Radio for 7 years. God bless.
Blog
it all.
Talk Radio hasn't even been around 7 years, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really, dude. It's only been around like 5 years.
Oh, is that what you knew?
Or
was that
you
before?
Know something else? Tell me something different.
Was that before it was BTR or after or what?
I've only known it as BTR. I have heard of other renditions of it, the names it went under, but I've only known it as BTR.
Yes, you're right. You're 100% right. There were some other means before BTR.
So you go back, you predate BTR is what you're saying. And what was it like back in those heady days? Tell us about that.
Oh, I can tell you all about it. Oh, God. You didn't have to be a host or a premium host or any of that. You could put anything you wanted on there. It was for free and the whole nine yards.
Well, I go back that far. I go back like 3 years. I mean, I had to make the choice to pay or not to pay. So I've been there. But, I mean, what was it like before it was even called BTR? What was it called before it was called BTR?
Oh, before BTR? God Almighty, I'll tell you, it was called www.blogtalkradio.
Okay, you said it was Blog Talk. No, I heard it was something completely different, like a completely different name.
You got to be kidding me.
No, you could probably wiki it. Here, let me wiki it. Let me get some wiki music going here. Hang on. Before I wiki it, let me get some wiki music dialed in here. Oh, boy. Wiki music. Wiki. Nope. Yeah, here's some wiki music.
That Bill Cosby? Go to money.
All right, who am I wikiing? I forgot. Oh, Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds like an elevator music. I'm still here, but you're breaking up.
What?
You're breaking up while your music's playing. Good. Stop that, or how the nation's gonna stop in Libya. Good old money. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, wiki music. I'm unmuted. I'm back. Bubba, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, Bubba, check this out. All right, so the history of in the history part of the wiki on Blog Talk Radio, it says, after setting up a blog to update his family on his ailing father, Alan Levy, a former accountant and telecommunications executive, launched the service in 2006 as a way to allow bloggers to communicate directly to their audiences in real time. It says 2006. That's 5 years ago, bro. I don't see no 7 years ago.
Oh, God, no money.
I think you took. Are you in the right time space continuum? You might be in the future right now and not even know it.
No. I'm right in the right future. I'll tell you that.
I did a show last week that was in the future.
I'm sure you did. Was it Back
it's
to the Future
right now.
With Jess Foxworthy or whatever? Good.
I'm telling you. If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
Got maximum control of the crap patrol.
Hoes want to make sure my casket's closed.
Bitch ass troll says flippity floppity floopity.
I'm from the Bay, stupid.
What type of facts are those?
You grew up with hoes in your pantaloons.
Celebrate the minute that you was having a hoe.
I like fuck hoes.
You can kiss my whole asshole.
If you don't like my floppy, you can press a bitch.
I got beef with radio if they don't play my show. They don't take a hint.
Well, I don't give a shit.
So
that bitch is trying to use my white ass so you can smoke more hash for
motherfuckers.
I don't know what you're taking me as.
So understand the intelligence of Vincent the Bay has.
I'm from Hags, bitches, niggas. I ain't dumb.
I got 99 trolls.
And a bitch ain't one.
I got 99 trolls, but a bitch ain't one.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Hi, I was just wondering what this show was all about.
Tonight, it's open line. It's all about you, sister. So whatever's on your mind, share it with us.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I was wondering what I should do to get him back.
Do you give a good blowjob?
Well, not exactly. I'm missing a couple fingers
off,
on
wait,
one
hang
hand.
Hang on, hang on. There's the problem right there. Maybe you wouldn't have lost your boyfriend in the first place had you learned how to give proper fellatio.
Next.
Yeah, all right, let's take another call. We got a block number here, 111. You're on the air. Okay, I don't want to hear your stupid ringtone.
Well, my name is Kate, and I live in Chicago, and I just thought that, you sound like a babe.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
What a good with you, Vince.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Oh, man, shit, nothing. Just putting into your little mega show.
Thank you for the love, folks. I really appreciate it.
So I'm a homosexual, and my dad said that the earthquake in Japan was my fault because I listened to devil worshiping music like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. What's your opinion on that?
I say fuck what people say about you. If you like Lady Gaga, more power to you, brother.
Ago. A nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having a goddamn sense, trying to push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just love to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Scenes on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras, snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a meal for bail cause I'm African. All because the fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing cheaper, I hold my gun. I got and the bitch ain't one. Hit me.
I got
99 problems.
Hit me.
Hello. Hello. 111, yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
It's me.
Who?
Carl.
Who?
Carl.
Carl. Oh, hi, Carl. Yeah, hey, what's up, Carl? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, did you take the cats for a walk tonight? Or, because I think a little Sparky peed on your side of the bed. And can you run to the store for me and get me some hummus?
Okay, the cat's name is not Sparky or Spunky or whatever you called it. All right, I don't even know what the goddamn cat's name is, but I don't have time for this shit. Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling with two fine young ladies and enjoying my second White Russian of the evening, and also just sucked down a nice little healthy bone head.
Well, anyway, where's Goofy Bone and One-Eyed Jew?
The other day, I was going down my man, and I smelled something, and I didn't know what it was. And I know that wasn't me, you know?
Now,
wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait, who is
what?
This? Are you telling me that this is the bitch on my man? I don't understand.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm suggesting that you, maybe
because
you want to switch.
If
you want to switch men with this other bitch, maybe you and the other bitch want to switch teams.
Is she calling my man? Is this a girl
a
calling my
trade.
Man? Is this
kinda
a girl
like,
who's...
Like, let's think of this as like the NBA. You guys are trading players, all right? All right, 925, you're on the air. What's up?
I had a question for Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's it like being Mormon?
She's not
I
Mormon. She's Baptist.
Like a Mormon.
She said she's Baptist. She's not Mormon. She lives in Utah. She's not Mormon.
How? If you're from Utah, you're Mormon.
I immigrated here.
Utah is a state. It has geographical boundaries. Just because you're physically in those geographical boundaries does not mean you are automatically anything.
I just want to know why she on my man. I just want to know.
Who's your man?
Why your man on me?
You know
my
man's on L. You don't know my man's on L. My man at work. Shit, he getting paid. This ain't cheap. This don't come cheap. I want to know who this razzle-dazzle is getting it free on the side. Sideline hoe, sideline bitch. I don't care. How comes I can't be the co-host? What's so great?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can have more than one co-host. It doesn't matter. I can have several co-hosts. I have plenty of jelly rolls to accommodate everybody, ladies. So, you know, there's plenty of room. My lap is like a fucking amphitheater, all right?
Yo, it's Tyrell. Oh, no. Sonny, what you son of a bitch?
What?
Oh.
All right, man, forget it. You gotta try harder. It's your boy. Vince in the Bank.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one.
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live, and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Block Talk Radio and for this channel that you have given us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Hello. not a whole lot going on.
You're a shine girl.
We on the network?
We're on the network.
Go!
Cletus.
Jonah.
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow. That was
major.
Nor can more.
You should have been more specific.
Shit, Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the troll wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the troll wars on Monday if you wanted to come on to the show.
Jesus Christ. Turn them off! These people are idiots.
Hello? My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Bitch the Bay. He is not gay.
Stupid son of a bitch. Shut up.
Is that Vincent the Gay or what?
Vince the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Yeah,
right, me.
Vince is a
slump
troll.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh, my God.
It's not.
Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Hey, beautiful people, Vince in the Bay, back here with you, and I have my astute guest, Bubba. What's up, Bubba?
Oh, God, are you there now, God, with all that other hoo-la bullshit you got playing? God.
Hey, dude, I had to take a leak and fix myself another White Russian.
Oh, God, I'll tell you, that long? It takes to take a leak, get a White Russian.
I had to masturbate and change my clothes and take a shower and then smoke a bowl and then talk to my roommate and then call my mom and then I sat back down and joined you.
You got to be kidding me! If you smoked a bowl, masturbated, and had a White Russian and did all you said you had to do.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I'm back now. That was quick, huh?
You should work for the United Nations, I'll tell you.
Maybe you can work quicker. How do you know I'm not working for them already?
I already know. You wouldn't be on Blog Talk Radio.
I do make a mean White Russian. I do. Speaking of Russians, I make a mean white one. What's your libation of choice tonight?
Let me tell you, I've been a feller for a long time.
How long have you been a feller exactly? Tell me, when did your career as a
feller
begin?
And I never met a White Russian. I never met one.
Okay, great. I've met lots of Russians, and they usually are predominantly white, Caucasian.
Okay.
Yep.
Good for you.
There you have it. Good times. Those Russians are fun, too. The Russians and the Ukrainians know how to party. Let me tell you. Those guys can get down. You got any of that gypsy blood in your veins, you know how to party.
Oh, my goodness. You're kidding me, right?
No, I'm serious, bro. Do you have any gypsy, do you have even any Roma in you?
No, none at all.
Gypsy Roma? No?
No.
You sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
Okay, very, very well then.
Thank you very much.
So what else is going on in the world? Let's forget about Libya. Let's talk about something going on domestically. Is that crap up in Wisconsin still going on?
You talking to me?
No, I'm talking to the guy behind you.
Hang on. Feller, I need to let you
I'm
out.
Here.
The cab fare is running out. He wants to talk to you a minute.
All right, let me put him on. Let's do it. Make this happen.
Hello?
Hey, who's that?
Rob.
Hey, Rob, what's up, dude? You're on live with Vince in the Bay. What's on your mind tonight?
Nothing. I'm just trying to get a ride home.
What corner are you on? What are the cross streets?
23rd and 125th.
There you go. Anybody at 23rd and in the vicinity of 23rd and 125th, please triangulate and pick up this gentleman. His name is?
Rob.
Rob. Rob. And where are you from, Rob?
From Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, and what part of town are you traveling to tonight? Where do you have to go?
Apollo. I'm trying to go to Apollo.
Is there a show at the Apollo tonight? What's going on at the Apollo?
No, out in that vicinity. That's where I live.
Oh, that neighborhood. Oh, you live in Harlem.
Yeah. Yeah, right down the road from Apollo.
Have you ever been to many shows there?
A couple, but not a lot.
Oh, yeah, who'd you see there?
I seen Ella Fitzgerald there.
Oh, wow. Who else?
Is that bad?
No, that I didn't. Did I say that was bad? No, Ella Fitzgerald, she's amazing. Are you kidding me? No, who else?
I seen Eddie Murphy.
Wait, Eddie Murphy stand-up or Eddie Murphy singing?
Singing.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that. Party of the time, party of the time, party of the time. That one?
Oh, God.
You know what I'm talking about.
I have to give you back to the cab driver.
Yeah, put him back on. He seems more entertaining, actually, than both of us combined.
Well, you shut the hell up and pay. You're going to pay your fare in a second.
I'll pay you in White Russians. How many White Russians is that going to be?
God almighty, I'll tell you. You're a sarcastic little son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
Mm. No,
I know you
no,
got your own
I
way
am,
video
I
show
am.
And all.
You know what? I am, sometimes I can be a sarcastic bastard. My bad.
Yes, you can. I know that livens up your show in the whole nine yards, but shut up. Wait right there. You're going to pay me in a minute before we let you out.
Who are you talking to and what are you talking about exactly, sir?
I'm talking to my fare. This fellow.
Okay, got it. All right, well, please.
Go
to
money.
This
fellow works for the United Nations. He works for the United Nations.
This is all right. You know what? This is what I've got to tell you, folks. The proper etiquette when you're calling into a radio show and you're in a cab, is you mute yourself or something when you know you have to like get out of the cab and pay. You don't just like do it on air. That's not good etiquette, folks. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm taking calls. I'm here live with Bubba. We're hanging out for another 45 minutes ish. The number's 347-826-7667. And I'm Vincent the Bay. And I take requests. And, I do weddings and bar mitzvahs and corporate events. Just hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/Vincent the Bay. I have a new blog, vincentthebay.blogspot.com. You can find a little info about upcoming programs. Tomorrow night is new releases Tuesday, and I will be highlighting music tomorrow from artists that will be releasing new music, is what that's all about. If you're into music and you're curious about what's out there and you're afraid to just blindly purchase something for a dollar on iTunes or whatever. I'm gonna preview some shit tomorrow night. New releases Tuesday. New music out Tuesday from The Strokes, Green Day, CKY, Panic at the Disco, Soundgarden, Adam Lambert, Duran Duran, Jennifer Hudson, Pharoah Monch. I never knew how to say his name. Pharoah Monch. Charlie Hayden, Keisha, and she spells Keisha. She spells K E N S with a instead of an S. It's a dollar sign. It's Keisha. K-E-$HA. Kirk Franklin. I have no idea who that is, but my loins are tingling in anticipation of what he sounds like. Also, Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane coming out with some new material tomorrow, so stick around for that. I'll do that tomorrow night. And then Wednesday is our special co-host will be with us, or the special co-host for Wednesday night will be Goofy Bone. Good friend of the program, Goofy Bone. If you don't know about him, go to my blog and you'll see some pictures of Goofy hanging out with the ladies. He's a hip-hop artist from San Jose, California. Good friend of the program, regular caller. Used to do a show here on BTR for a long time and then quit. He's out on tour now. And he's been reporting to us live pretty much every night from the tour, from the road. And he's been sending us pictures. And if you go to the blog, I posted one photo of him in the description of him, his bio. I pasted in a photo of him hanging out with some groupies on the dance floor after one of his gigs. And I got to tell you, man, he is a handsome man, and he sure knows how to attract the ladies. Let me tell you about that. Let me go ahead and just shrink. There's my blog. If you want to check it out, also follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Thank you, everybody, for joining me tonight. Thank you to my guest earlier, Bubba. Bubba called in. He just dropped off. Thanks for coming through, Bubba. And, the glory is going to roll on here. I'm your host, Vince in the Bay. And I'm going to take another little break here. If you want to join me, pick up the telephone. The number is 347-826-7667. And, hey, here's a track called Telephone from the Black Angels.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low.
low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay back here with you. I've got about 30 minutes left to go. And it's your Monday night in the mix. Vince in the Bay, I've been in the mix all night tonight. And I've just decided to come out of the mix for a little bit and say hello to everybody. Let's take a quick little roll call of the chat room. Carl from Mexico and Patty, come home. Thanks for hanging in there. Appreciate you guys. There's been a couple of guest listeners, and we've had some people popping in and out like, oh, weworkforhim.com, Bob Forsythe, and Bubba. Yeah, so it's Vince in the Bay back here with you. The lines are wide open, folks. Open lines for another 35 minutes. Don't make me read the news, all right? Give me a call. Tell me what's on your mind. If not, I'm going to read the news. And you don't want to hear that. The news is pretty fucking gnarly, dude. There's some shit going down. The Daily Mail reports there this repugnant photos that were released of U.S. Army soldiers posing with civilian corpses. Has anybody seen this? Insane. Two young kids taking photos, Abu Ghraib style, with two dead kids. And it's not. I don't think it's cool at all. I really don't. I don't think it's cool that they killed them. And that's the problem I have is right there is that they. If they're over there killing these people to begin with, you know, let's just get the fuck out. Instead, we're expanding into more and more territory. It's disgusting. Not as disgusting as my armpit hair, though, which I've braided tonight just for you. Hey, chit chatters, here's a little. There's the. There you go. Well, I have another link for the people that were doubting me about the numbers from last night. I'm just showing you what the numbers say. That's all I'm saying. I'm just going to go ahead and paste the numbers. You know, I did have a shitstorm of fucking trollage happen over the last two programs, and it looks like the storm has subsided. The troll shitstorm that was last night and Friday, too. Friday was pretty crazy, too. Things settling back down to normal. Thank God we can get that back down to business here on Disorderly Conduct and Vince in the Bay, your host. Welcome, Great Satan. The Great Satan. Hey, Great Satan, welcome. Guess what? I'm a radioactive zombie now, but I'm still doing my show here in the Bay Area. God knows what sort of monster I'm going to turn into, but I've decided to brave all the radioactivity, and I'm toughing it out. Whatever it is, what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. Join me. The lines are wide open. I have. My good friends, my compadre Carlito from Mexico, Patty Come Home, and the Great Satan. All hail the Great Satan, ladies and gentlemen. So the shit's popping off in Libya. It's so not cool what's going on with these photos in Afghanistan. I mean, meanwhile, you know, shit's going on in Libya, and now we've got this Obama's version. Obama, the war virgin, the Peace Prize winner, gets his own Abu Ghraib style controversy. So these photographs have released. Also in the news, speaking of Libby, operation is already the cost of this operation is already piling up. Even though we don't have ground troops in there, we're still, you know, spending billions and more on that. With UN coalition forces bombarding Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi from the air, from the sea and the air, the United States, their part in the operation could ultimately hit several billion dollars and require the Pentagon to request emergency funding from Congress to pay for it. The first day of Operation Odyssey Dawn had a price tag that was well over $100 million for the U.S. and missiles alone. And the U.S. military, which remains in the lead now in its third day, has pumped millions more into air and sea launch strikes targeting air defense sites and ground force positions along Libya's coastline. There you go. That's your commander in chief / Nobel Peace Prize winner, and Barack Obama now is in charge of more wars than George W. Bush was. I mean, this guy's he's technically more of a warmonger than George W. Bush. And don't give me the whole, he's just trying to clean up after George Bush. Like, no, he's continuing what's going on with George Bush and his whole strategy. I mean, if anything, this whole Libyan thing, this reeks of fucking the Bush doctrine, right? I mean, we have no business going in there. Libya didn't attack us. Yeah, we're going in there. Don't give me this humanitarian bull crap. I don't buy that for a second. Does anybody? Seriously? Supposedly, Castro is the most evil dictator in the world, and he's been on a little fucking island that we could nuke in a day and not even sweat it. And that guy's been there for 40-some-odd years. Are you kidding me? And we're going to go try to go 3,000 miles away and try to take out another guy? No. It's ridiculous. Of course, we have plenty of money to pay for it. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay, taking calls. 347-826-7667 is the number. If you want to join the program, feel free to chime in. We can chop it up about Libya, the expanding of the war. I'm not a fan of expanding any wars. I want to shut down the wars myself. Call me an isolationist, but I say let's bring the kids home, you know. But then again, looking at these photos of these kids over here that are posing with dead civilians in Afghanistan, you know what? Better over there than over here, right? I mean, geez, if they weren't over there, they'd be here policing us. And God knows what those thrill-seeking, blood-sucking, bloodthirsty, red-blooded, bloody bloodsuckers. You know, come on. It's ridiculous. We got to get the fuck out of there. Oh my God, I can't believe people forget we're also technically bombing the shit out of fucking Pakistan too. Don't forget that. We're still bombing Pakistan. So it's getting out of control, folks. And no one seems to care. Thank God Charlie Sheen got pushed out of the mix. I mean, God bless him. I know he's got his tour all lined up, and I'm excited to see that. I know it's coming to the Bay Area. But Jesus, there's between the radiation and the tsunami and the earthquakes and the civil unrest and Barack Obama, you know, gallivanting in South America, you know, on the day that that they announced the UN Security Council voted on the resolution to erect the no-fly zone, Barack Obama was gallivanting in Brazil with the new president of Brazil, the new female president of Brazil, I might add. So he's gallivanting with her. And ironically, they do a press conference but don't take any questions because the UN Security Council that voted, there were four or five votes that voted against it or abstained, And one of those was Brazil. Brazil was against bombing of Libya, essentially. And they had to nix any press questions at their joint press conference. So, yeah, good times. Nobel Peace Prize winner Barack H. Obama. But no, let's don't try to get him out. Let's not try to join the birther movement, though, because then people will think we're crazy. It's better to just take his word for it and let him ruin the country, right? Is that the reasoning? You don't want to be crazy and admit you're a birther, right? Didn't Donald Trump pretty much just eliminate himself because he questioned whether the birthers might be onto something or not? Because what if the birthers are right? Nobody's even asked that question. What if they're right? I don't care, man. You know what? I don't give a shit if you're a birther or a truther. All I care is that you have a boner for me, Vincent the Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. And Obama has zero chance of being reelected. Zero. He's destroyed his base. His base, like, totally gave up on him. Like, it's a joke. I bet you he doesn't even run. I bet you the birther thing, like, he doesn't even come to that. He's just not even going to run because the left has totally lost him. The anti-war movement, if they, you know, have any fucking balls or gumption whatsoever, they should have abandoned Barack Obama years ago. And so they're gone. So the students can't get fired up for them. Seriously, they seriously can't get fired up for Barack Obama like they did last time around. They're fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. That's what's going to happen. Hey, George Bush. But we don't get fooled again, though. Anyway, it is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. If you want to chime in, 347-826-7667 is the number. I have a caller now. 111, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Oh, hey, Carl, what's up?
Hey. Oh, you remembered this time.
Yeah, well, do I ever forget?
No, but sometimes you act like you don't like
No, sometimes you call in and I can't tell who it is. You just go like... Hey. Like, I'm supposed to know who that is.
No. But you know when it's old, you know.
You gotta enunciate stuff. You gotta say stuff, like enunciate it, you know, into the microphone or telephone or whatever the fuck you're using, right? What's on your mind, dude? What's up, Carl?
No. We have a flood upstairs. Can you bring the plunger? Because I don't know why you took it out of the bathroom. Do you have it downstairs?
No, I don't know. It's not. I don't have the plunger. No.
And
that's what you called in for? That's what you called in for.
Wait, Vince, don't get so loud with me. I want to know why you hung Liberace's pictures up all in the bathroom.
That was not me.
Who put them up then? The cat?
I don't know. I think you put them up. I think you put them up and so you could pin something on me.
No. Why would I do something like that, Vince?
Because you're always trying to make a play for me, dude. It's disgusting.
No,
it's old and it's tired. And dude, you got to come up with some new material.
Well, I just think you're old and tired, and you're crusty. And you know what? I think I'm going to call this relationship off because the way you've been acting, I don't like it.
I'm glad the cat pissed in the bed, by the way.
No. You know, I...
Because I actually like sleeping on the other side. I like the side you sleep on is the side I want to sleep on.
Well, just because you like my scent on it, that's why.
No, because it's more comfortable over there, dude. All right, let's take a call. Another block caller, 111, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. Hi.
Yeah, who's this?
Well, it's the great Satan. How are you?
Oh, the great Satan.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm good, great Satan. What's on your mind tonight, bro?
Just combating with the ratings tonight. They really plummeted. We were on a high yesterday, and today we're just at a low of 5 users, and I'm quite saddened. What's going on, Vince? What's going on?
We had an abnormal spike over the weekend in activity. Spring break let out somewhere. I don't know. I think maybe in somewhere in the East Coast or Midwest. I don't know. Spring break just ended over the weekend, so we had a mad rush over the weekend. And things, it's Monday now. People are back in school, back at work, and they don't have time for Vince in the Bay.
Vince, you expect us to believe this? I think that yesterday and the day before, you were just dynamic. You caught the fire in a jar and you just harnessed it. Now you just let it fizzle out. I don't know. You're responsible.
All right.
With
well,
this fire.
You know what? You know what? You can take it and you can shove it up your ass and take a fucking a cork from a bottle and just shove that up your ass and let it just fucking stick in there, and then once you shut your eyes and close your mouth and then hold your breath and then tighten your sphincter and then just sit like that for about 3 hours. And I'll take another call. You know what? It's time for our latest installment of What's Cooking with 50 Rubles. What's cooking, 50 Rubles?
Oh, man. What's going on the show tonight?
Oh, well, nothing much. Just, you know, it's Monday night. Things are slow. We had an abnormal spike in listenership over the weekend, and it was quite awe-inspiring. But things have settled down. We're coming back down to reality, and just hanging out on a Monday night in the mix with Vincent the Bay.
Okay.
So what's cooking, dude? What's
well,
up?
Shit. I got a. It just so happens that I got a white Russian. I was about to make another one.
Yeah, I made, ladies and gentlemen, full disclosure, I fixed 50 rubles, a white Russian, earlier, and that's what I'm drinking as well.
Well, son of a gondola. Hey, so why did that guy have to stick the thing up his ass with a cork?
Because he was pissing me off. I don't know. I think you might come back.
Okay.
I have another call.
Is there more of the trolls listening this evening?
Not as many as there were over the weekend. But we have a 111 who's back with us. Who's that?
Hey, Vince. What's up, man?
Hey, who are you?
Dante.
Yo, it's Patty Porteous. What's going on, man?
It's Patty who?
Porteous.
Oh, okay, dude. What's cool, man. What's going on, dude?
Oh, what's up with you, man? What you been doing?
Oh, well, you know, just doing the radio show here. Over the weekend,
yeah.
It got pretty crazy. I got a lot of young girls calling into the show over the weekend, kind of groupie activity going on. I had an influx of, like, I swear to God, three different little internet troll crews all, like converged on my show over the weekend. And it was pretty fucking insane. I had over 600 live listeners. It was insane, dude. 55 callers. That's never happened to me ever.
55.
Yeah, dude. That's like destroys all the records I had before. Like more than doubles them. It's crazy.
Yo, it's crazy, man. So yeah, how you been though? You've been good.
Oh, other than that, I've been doing great, man. I got stood up by a woman today, but that's fine. There's more fish in the sea.
Yeah, I thought you were married, man.
I'm married to Rosie Palm.
And her five friends?
Yep, there it is.
Yeah, that's who I've been married to, man. It's good, though, man. It's good being single again.
Yeah, good times. No, I like being single. It's good. I don't have to, I can go at my own pace.
Yeah, you know what sucks, though, man, is paying for all these dates for these whores, though, man, you know? Where do you take them out, man? You take them to expensive places?
No, I'm just chilling, dude. I have my white Russian here. It's kicking in pretty good. It should
well,
be.
No, we close, man.
I should be cruising along
well.
By the time the end the show rolls to a close. Why? What's up?
What, no, where you take these girls out, though, man? Where you
oh,
go with them?
Girls, where
the
I take them? Oh, you know, I take them to. I have a little hideaway, a little lounge I like to go to, and it's very low key, low lit, good drinks, very discreet clientele, and people that frequent it, and it's chill, it's cool. That's
shit's
a good,
expensive,
good
though, man. You spend a lot
well,
of money.
You know
on
what? You got to treat if the woman is up to snuff, you gotta treat them, you know, at
yeah,
least up
yeah,
front. You gotta show them what you're capable of doing. You know, they can earn the rest of it down the line, but you know, up front, you gotta give them a little preview of what, hey, this is what I could be throwing your way, sister.
Yeah, you gotta basically pay them.
Right. Okay, let's take another call. 111, you're on the air.
I wonder if you can answer a question for me.
First of all, who are you? Who are you and what's your question?
Oh, hi, it's Michael. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Michael.
Everything okay with you?
I'm fantastic. What's up?
I just came from Debbie Daly's show, and she's saying over there that you're a police officer, retired. Is that true?
No, it's not. I don't know where she's getting her information from.
Oh. I thought you were because she
Google
bought up the whole California.
Friend. Google is your friend. What's up?
She brought up the whole California thing about the firefighters are ruining the United States with their pensions and the police officers, and your name came up, so that's all.
I'm not collecting a pension. I'm not a firefighter, so it's really a moot point.
Okay. I just thought I'd ask. Enjoy your show.
All right. Thanks for calling. 347-826-7667 is the number if you want to get in on the action. We got 15 minutes to go. Thank you for sticking it out here with me on a Monday night. And if you want to join me, there's still a little bit of time to go. You can make this happen, Captain. I have a little. You know what? It's time for a little drinking music, ladies and gentlemen. Let me see what I got here. I don't have any White Russian songs, but I do have something left over from St. Patty's Day. What?
Play that one, the famous, the Steve song, the Vegas Crackle or whatever it is.
All right, here it is.
Here we go.
He was counting. I first produced me pistol and I then produced me rapier. Take that and deliver, for you are a bold deceiver. Mushering the children, why call the daddy-o? Why call the daddy-o? Let's put me in the jar. I counted out his money and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. But the devil takes the women, for they never can be easy. Mushering their children da. Why call the daddy-o? Why call the daddy-o?
Whiskey's in the jar, 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 Binks. I'm Vince in the Bay. I got 12 minutes to go, 12 minutes to take your calls. If you want to do so, do it now, 347-826-7667. I got 50 rubles kicking it with me.
Ow. Hey,
but,
is anybody
huh?
What's the...
It's just you and me right now, dude. What's
is
up?
There any news? What's the news? Did you talk about any news?
I did. I talked about Libya and also in Afghanistan. There are some photos that came out of some soldiers that shot down some civilians in Afghanistan and posed in pictures with them, and they got out on the internet. So
but
it's
is
like
that really
Abu,
that bad? that bad. It would have been okay if they were alive and they were posing with them, but if they're dead, it's not cool.
No, I don't think it's cool either way. Because in Abu Ghraib, they posed with live people.
Yeah, but
that's
you know,
cool
like
either way, it's not cool either way.
Out the gate, like any. I mean, this maybe you fucking sorry, ex-military men. Don't no offense, but you're all fucking psychos. Like, I mean, they're not all fucking psychos, but it's like, come on. You give a fucking 20-year-old violent kid with violent tendencies a fucking gun and free range to go just do fucked up shit, rape, kill, murder, and fucking stack fucking, you know, money and be basically a soldier. Like,
yeah.
I mean, the game hasn't changed since warfare started. They're always doing barbaric
mm-hmm.
shit. So what's
hey,
the big
you know
deal?
What? You know what? Let's see what Goofy thinks about this. Hey, Goofy, what's up, dude? Goofy Bones here.
Oh, what's up, Vince?
Your hand's
hey.
Up, bro. We only got 10 minutes left, so I wanted to get you on.
Oh, we only got
10
minutes
bro.
Left? Oh, I'm sorry. Fuck. Oh, shit. So time's different. I forget what time you show. I was just calling shows. Hopefully someone was on.
Yeah, I'm on for 10 more minutes, dude. I started 9 p.m. My time, so I don't know. If you're in the East Coast, it's...
That's 12,
it's,
right?
Midnight, yeah.
Yeah.
What about Italy?
I don't know. Let me see. Hang on. Let me check.
An hour's fucking earlier.
Hey, Vince, you know what Moxie and her fucking little crew did? They called my motherfucking, the club that I'm going to perform at on Thursday, and they motherfucking threatened them to say, hey, if Goofy Bone performed here, we're going to shoot up the place or we're going to blow up the place and all this other motherfucking shit. Can you believe that?
But
yes, I can believe that. I can believe that, yes.
It's fucking these motherfuckers. I swear to God, man, because it all started on the Ghost show. Ghost called in. He asked the girl, was I performing? I guess he thought I was performing tonight, but she's like, no, you know, no, nobody's performing tonight. So they're all laughing, thinking, you know, oh, I'm not performing there, but I'm on Thursday, dumb shits. But so anyways,
well,
I get a call,
a
like,
time.
I get a call, like, probably fucking 4 hours ago from my public relations guy saying, hey, you know, there's people threatening if I go. And then I put two and two together. I'm like, oh, my God, these little fucking shits. I can't believe these fuckers would do stupid shit like that. I'm serious.
Yeah, that's not cool.
This is like my
dude.
Work here. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
fuck,
you
know, I don't mean to vent on your show. I'm drunk as hell. Just enjoying myself.
No, that's
I'm pissed
you know.
Right now. But
yeah, it's kind of fucked up, man.
Can't you just tell the guy that it's a joke? Like it's a crank call. Like I mean, it's like if she ordered 12 pizzas to the thing, you know, you could also say you didn't order them, right?
Well, you know, nowadays everybody's all scared. They're over here threatening, saying I'm going to shoot up the place. Plus, I'm a gangster rapper. I mean, you put two and two together. Oh my God, we're gonna die! You know, people taking things
yeah.
serious nowadays.
Oh,
in this
she knew that you do some fucking regular old raps, and then she called up and said that she.
No, they called the place that I'm performing at because
yeah,
I'm in West Virginia right now. You know, I'm from San Jose, California. You know, I'm doing a tour out here on the East Coast. You know,
uh-huh.
just having fun.
Mm-hmm.
They called this place threatening them and shit. And then I was when my public relations guy, shouts out to Hood of Justice, he hit me up and he's like, hey, you know, some people are threatening, you know, maybe we not do this club. And I'm like, what are you talking about, the threatening? They're like, yeah, some kids were talking, or some people were talking about shooting up the place. And I was like, no, not those stupid kids. And I was explaining it to him because he don't understand the trolling
yeah.
and all this other bullshit.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
you know, you got to
yeah.
understand, you know, you got to sit down 3 hours and explain what the hell's going on, you know. And it's like, I can't believe that they really did this shit. I'm serious, man. I thought they, you know, fun and games on the internet, da-da-da-da, but don't call the places that I'm going to perform at
yeah.
and sit
yeah.
here and
yeah.
say, you know,
line.
We're going to shoot up the place if this performer is performing there.
Is there something that you can go to back, Bill? Isn't there some way of, like, can't you call up, like, her, I don't know if you know where she works, but can't you call up where she works and order, like, you know, 12 singing telegrams with fucking...
Yeah, but you know what the thing is that now they fucking piss me off because it's like, fuck, you want to go that route? Oh, now let's fucking play, you know?
Oh, yeah, Goofy can fight fire with fire. He controls...
Oh, yeah, and to see, the funny thing is that I'm going to find out who they are because why? They always seem to tell somebody something, and that something always floats in the air. And when you're good and when you know how to catch it, you'll catch it. It's like one of those little dandelflies or what they call them. Like
dragon
on the
fly.
Fucking no. Like on the Avatar when those glowing things are flying in the air. We have the real ones. What are those called?
Flying ixacackles.
I guess.
Fireflies.
Fireflies. I don't know what. Yeah, fireflies.
All right, hang on. We got some more calls that want to come on. I got 5 minutes to go, so I'm going to try to squeeze them in.
No overtime today, Vince?
Yeah, we'll go into overtime if you guys want. Sure.
But
I want to try to get people on the air too, while we're still on. So let's go. 111. You're on the air.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, Carl. What's up?
Hey. Can you bring the Mademoiselle magazine? Oh, please, I missed all this on this month. And also, Vince, please don't use Viagra because you remember 2 weeks ago when...
All right, that's enough, Carl. Let's see, another 111, you're on the air.
Ew, Vince, how you doing? Listen, I'm a staff sergeant in the Marines.
Oh, hey.
Who? What? Who are you? Say your name again.
Jonathan.
Jonathan, what's up, bro? What's on your mind?
Yeah, no, I'm just want to cover the... You're bringing up the pictures that are plastered all over the internet regarding those supposed children being posed with our fine men in the military. Let me just say that from experience, in the Middle East, you have children armed to the teeth, and like on occasion, they do get killed. And as a circumstance, we pose with the bodies that try to take our lives. And that's what I say they did in these pictures. You're misconstruing these pictures.
Wait a minute. Are you talking
about what
Nobel Peace Prize president is doing?
Yeah,
because
I'll
throw in my 2 cents or my fucking little pesos. Because
you got
a Nobel Peace Prize and you're over here causing more wars than George Bush. Is this the change that we're talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying. And you know who else knows what you're saying? Another call on the 111. You're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Yeah, what's up? Oh, Carl, God damn it. What?
Can you put
Quick. I got to get the one angry Jew on. What do you want?
Can you bring me up my yoga mat? I feel like doing some yoga. Partnering.
All right. Get the fuck out of here, Carl. All right. One Angry Jew, what's on your mind tonight, bro?
It's bad New York humor.
What are you talking about?
Who's this guy, Carl? Where'd he come from?
He's my cabana boy.
Cabana boy?
Yeah, you're my assistant cabana
and
boy.
And I want to ask Goofy, how do you know it was Moxie?
Because at the end of the ghost show... They kept hitting me with IMs, saying that they're gonna call and do these things, and they kept putting up the number in the room of the ghost, so that's how I knew that it was them. You got to put two and two together. I mean, these people, they do these stupid things, but hello, they do it in public. We're like everybody knows it's them. That's the only one, because they said that. They said that a girl with a high-pitched voice kept calling in, and that's the only one I would know. You know what I mean? Because most of the trolls are a bunch of guys. It's like a bunch of Smurfs with Smurfs.
Well,
first of all,
you don't know. Moxie. You don't know for sure. You don't know for sure which troll it was. You don't know it was Moxie for sure. If it's a female, God, it could be anybody. Like the show I had last night that you were on. There were 600 people in it, dude. It could have been there, and a lot of them were girls. So it's possible it wasn't Moxie. It's possible it could have been a troll, but
well,
not
I
necessarily
think it was
Moxie.
Because she kept posting the number up in the chat room, so whoever had her name that day,
okay. So you're saying in the chat room, she posted the number
they
of the
kept,
club.
A guy named Peter and somebody else said, call the sports bar where Goofy's performing. And then somebody kept IMing me. I kept forgetting his name. He said that we're going to get you, and we're going to call this place. And then they told Ghost to call. So Ghost called, and he goes, hey, is like Goofy Bone going to perform tonight? And da-da-da-da. She's like, no, you know. And then, you know, she hung up. And then they're all laughing and da-da-da-da. So then Moxie kept saying, keep calling the place, and posted the number and had the address and all that other stuff. So that's what I thought it was, Moxie. And plus, Moxie likes to have her little high-pitched voices. So when they told me, or when my PR told me that it was a high-pitched voice girl, I thought right away it was Moxie. So if it wasn't Moxie, you know, I'm sorry, but shit, obviously the CSI criminal evidence points to you. Shit, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I know it was troll.
I see the instinct to the reflex to blame certain people. I think for sure it's the work of a troll, a female troll, it sounds like. But I don't know if you have evidence enough to substantiate who it was exactly. But we're going to continue to investigate this in the archives. Thank you for tuning in live. It's Vince in the Bay. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And I will be right back with more troll talk. If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
Got maximum control of the crap patrol.
Hoes want to make sure my casket's closed.
Bitch ass troll says flippity floppity floopity.
I'm from the Bay, stupid.
What type of facts are those?
If you grew up with hoes and your pantaloons.
Celebrate the minute that you was having a hoe.
I like my hoe.
You can kiss my whole asshole.
If you don't like my floppy, you can press a bitch.
I got beef with radio if they don't play my show. They don't take a hint.
Well, I don't give a shit.
So.
That bitch is trying to use my white ass so you can smoke more hash for ass.
Fuckers.
I don't know what you're taking me as.
So understand the intelligence of Vince in the Bay has.
I'm from hags to bitches, niggas. I ain't dumb.
I got 99 trolls.
And a bitch ain't one.
I got 99 trolls, but a bitch ain't one.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls,
but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Hi, I was just wondering what this show was all about.
Tonight, it's open line. It's all about you, sister. So whatever's on your mind, share it with us.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I was wondering what I should do to get him back.
Do you give a good blowjob?
Well, not exactly. I'm missing a couple fingers
first off,
on one
hang
hand.
Hang on, There's the problem right there. Maybe you wouldn't have lost your boyfriend in the first place had you learned how to give proper fellatio.
Next.
Yeah, all right. Let's take another call. We got a blocked number here, 111. You're on the air. Okay, I don't want to hear your stupid ringtone.
Well, my name is Kate, and I live in Chicago, and I just thought that, you know, you sound like a babe.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What a good with you, Vince.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Oh, man, shit, nothing. Just putting into your little mega show.
Thank you for the love, folks. I really appreciate it.
So I'm a homosexual, and my dad said that the earthquake in Japan was my fault because I listened to devil worshiping music like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. What's your opinion on that?
I say fuck what people say about you. If you like Lady Gaga, more power to you, brother.
Once upon a time not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having a goddamn sense trying to push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just love to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Scenes on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras, snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a meal for bail cause I'm African. All because the fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing cheaper, I hold my gun. I got
bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Hello.
Hello. 111. Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
Me.
Who?
Carl.
Who?
Carl. Carl.
Carl.
Carl. Oh, hi, Carl. Yeah. Hey, what's up, Carl? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, did you take the cats for a walk tonight? Or because I think a little Sparky peed on your side of the bed. And can you run to the store for me and get me some hummus?
Okay, the cat's name is not Sparky or Spunky or whatever you called it. All right, it's, I don't even know what the goddamn cat's name is, but I don't have time for this shit. Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling with two fine young ladies and enjoying my second White Russian of the evening, and also just sucked down a nice little healthy bong hit.
Well, anyway, where's Goofy Bone and what I need to do?
The other day, okay, I was going down my man, and I smelled something, and I didn't know what it was. And I know that wasn't me, you know?
Now,
wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait, who is this? Are you telling me that this is the bitch on my man? I don't understand.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm suggesting that you, maybe
because
you want to switch.
It's your,
maybe you want to switch men with this other bitch. Maybe you and the other bitch want to switch teams.
Is she calling my man? Is this a girl calling my man? Is this a girl who's...
Like, let's think of this as like the NBA. You guys are trading players, all right? All right. 925, you're on the air. What's up?
I had a question for Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's it like being Mormon?
She's not Mormon. She's Baptist.
Like a Mormon.
She said she's Baptist. She's not Mormon. She lives in Utah. She's not Mormon.
How? If you're from Utah, you're Mormon.
I immigrated here.
Utah is a state. It has geographical boundaries. Just because you're physically in those geographical boundaries does not mean you are automatically anything.
I just want to know why she on my man. I just want to know.
Who's your man?
Why your man on me?
Why
you know
you
my man's
man
on L. You don't know my man's on L. My man at work. Shit, he getting paid. This ain't cheap. This don't come cheap. I want to know who this razzle dazzle is getting it free on the side. Sideline hoe, sideline bitch. I don't care. How comes I can't be the co-host? What's so great?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can have more than one co-host. It doesn't matter. I can have several co-hosts. I have plenty of jelly rolls to accommodate everybody, ladies. So, you know, there's plenty of room. My lap is like a fucking amphitheater, all right?
Yo, it's all real. Oh, no. Sonny, what you son
wait,
of
who?
A bitch?
What?
Oh.
All right, man, forget it. You gotta try harder. It's your boy. In the bank.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigger who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing, really hope so.
Right back in overtime with the good old-fashioned crew.
I'm talking about Goofy Bone and One Angry Jew. And we're talking about Goofy getting ambushed at his next gig. So what was the ultimate conclusion, Goofy? Were you able to keep your scheduled gig?
Yeah. After explaining this to, you know, several people, you know, these people were really scared. And I'm like, they're kids, you know. They have a little internet site, you know, they'll post things, you know, and it's just, you know, little kids doing, you know, prank calls and stuff like that. I go, do you notice how you had, like, you know, more than five or six or seven of, you know, the same thing, you know, and, you know, it was different people, you know. It wasn't just one same person, you know, threatening you, you know what I mean? It was just, you know, different people, you know, with different, you know, to personalities or whatnot, you know, some acting stupid, some acting just, you know, plain, you know, straight up, whatever, I don't know. But, you know, I had to explain it to them, and, you know.
See, you've lost and they've won as soon as you have to start explaining it.
Yeah.
No,
well,
I think he's, I think, no,
that's
no.
That's
a battle I think,
I'm willing to lose in order to.
Yeah, as long as Goofy kept his gig and they didn't make him cancel the gig, then I think he wins. I mean, they obviously, everybody has the capability of using their whatever powers you want to call this. I guess these kids, you want to call it prank calling, or this acting is what they're doing, really. When you troll somebody that hard to the point where you're going out of your way to, like, fuck with their shit, you know, in real life, like, you know, why would they target Goofy? I mean, what do they have to gain from seeing him, you know,
make money
lose
off
the gig?
That's what I think. Because I always tell them, hey, shit, you know, go tell the truth.
They don't have any, you know what, they don't have... They don't have anything better to do, so they dox people all day long. And if that's not enough, then they take it to the next level. They have to reveal to you that they've doxed you. And then if that's not enough, and if that doesn't get you scared enough, they have to go to lengths like creating malicious fake memorial pages on Facebook and posting pornographic material, labeling people randomly as pedophiles. Without any evidence whatsoever, pure hearsay. They, you know, and then doing this, calling the establishment where you're supposed to play at, and trying to disrupt things and get you to not have your gig go on. I mean, that's kind of fucked up. I mean, nobody's. You know, all of them are paid by Bill Wagoner. Nobody's trying to take down Bill Wagoner.
You know what? Blog Talk Radio blocks you if you put in Wagoner.
Yeah, I
know. Or it blocks
it
like a cuss word.
Yeah, they're going to start.
Did you know that,
out.
Too?
For several months now, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm new to it. It's hilarious to me. How about you, Jew? Do you have a cuss word name? One Angry Jew?
But I'm trying to get blocked by Blog Talk Radio. That would be the ultimate accomplishment for me.
But they can never do that, Jew.
Well, just put in the word Jew, see what happens. Maybe it'll come up masked. The Jew is coming down off of the flu. Can't believe I caught the flu.
Yeah, I got a cold when I was in Buffalo.
Oh no, this flu put me in bed for 3 days. I've been doing nothing but sleeping for 3 days.
Do you feel better?
Well, I'm starting to feel better now.
Oh. Yeah, I've been having snot balls all damn day. Fucking my nose.
Listen, I have a 3-year-old. I have a 3-year-old. I'm used to getting sick all the time. I get about one quarter of what he brings home all the time. Now, but this whole—I'm sorry, I missed the troll thing last night. I guess that would have been, but I was knocked out. I still don't understand the motivation for these people. And I definitely don't get Moxie's motivation for hanging with him. It baffles me.
Yeah, that has baffled me for a long time, and I stopped thinking about it, actually. In fact, when last night, was it towards the end of the show last night, Goofy, you mentioned Moxie, and it was the first time I thought about her in a while, and talking about the Moxie era of Vincent the Bay, and yeah, it was certainly, definitely a little period in...
Well, it's almost as if she's been absorbed by the Borg or something. She's reminds me of the Star Trek
funny,
episode.
Huh? Well, she's always first of all, every time from the very first moment I met Moxie, she identified herself first and foremost as a troll. I swear to God, when I first got to know Moxie, you know, when first she called into my show and we talked off air and blah blah blah, and she was like straight up, I'm a troll. And she was already talking about the BWC like she thought it was some elite club that she might have to be absorbed into. Like it was already on the table from the get-go that she was a troll and she was kind of a free agent and she was just kind of out there. And that's why she went through that little period where she was talking about starting the LOC because she wanted her own little clique, her own little internet clique to hang out with. And so that didn't work out with the LOC for whatever reason, and so she hooked up with the BWC, and hey, good for her. She found a home, and more power to her if that's what she's happy doing. I don't approve of doing shit like I allegedly she's a part of this. You're talking that she's about a part of this this prank call to the venue, but whatever. Just the fact that she would associate herself with people that a crew that does that, 20-year-old kids that are just messing around on the internet. I mean, she should know better. She's fucking 40 years old.
Look, there's a difference between comedy and what they're doing.
It's loneliness, I think she has.
I met her in real life. She's a good-looking chick. She's got a hot little, tight little body. She's tall. She's taller than I'd ever imagined. She's cute. She's got a little. She's quirky. She's a hot little, quirky little, conservative socialite humorous chick, and she's fun. She's a good time, and she's obviously got some baggage or some issues that she's keeping under wraps and. Whatever. I mean, it is what it is, and I appreciate her for the time that she came and hung out with me on the show. It was a lot of fun, and whatever. It's gone and done, and I don't approve of the kind of shit that happened to you, Goofy, if she is involved. But other than that, I mean, they prank call people and stuff. I think that's harmless, when you're just prank calling people, but not in the way that
happened. Insane today, man. It drove me so insane when I got that call. Like after I hung up the phone with him, I just wanted to go start finding these people just to kill them. Like Ghost told him the other day that if one of them died, then none of those other people would care. They wouldn't do anything, They're just a spoke in this wheel.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And I think that's sort of the point of this whole Travis McAfee thing. The whole point of that was exactly that. Was that apparently that kid was a part of a crew sort of similar to the BWC or whatever. He was one of those type of kids. He was just like a young kid hanging out on the internet, trolling around with his friends, virtual friends on the internet, and whatever. He died, and so those quote friends put up a page for him and showed what kind of friends they really are.
Yeah, made fun of him and shit. That was disrespectful. Yeah.
So but then again, that's sort of, and if you talk to them, they'll tell you that it was all in good fun or it was all in the spirit of it. It's kind of like those insane clown posse kids. The what the fuck are they called? They have a name for them. But the followers of them are really rabid and they just. Pride themselves on being fucking just ass clowns.
Yeah, they beat up Tila Tequila.
Literally, literally ask them. Yeah, they belted her with batteries and shit, which, you know, quite honestly, I don't know if you've ever heard that chick fucking open her mouth, but she's in the right industry. She needs to keep shit in every orifice at every time because you should not allow that thing to talk. But she doesn't deserve to be pelted with batteries. I mean, come on. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, I agree, like that tequila or whatever the fuck her name is should be ridiculed, but not in that way. I mean, come on.
At least bang the broad, you know, and make fun of her, you know.
Just pour Jello over her or something.
Jello
over
her, you know. When she's sleeping, throw water in her face. I mean, come on.
Get creative.
Yeah. That's what I would do. Is the juice still on?
No, the Jew's half dead.
Damn, Jew, you must be really half dead.
Oh, yeah. I'm just looking at porn, listening to you guys talk. That's all right.
I hope it's not spank wire.
You hope it's not what?
Spank wire.
What's that?
Some porn site, some fucking guy that's staying at the hotel introduced me to you.
A guy at the hotel? And, you know, that reminds me. This guy, Carl, where'd he come from?
Carl. I don't know, dude.
It's like
guy calls in. He calls in. He does a couple of different characters. Carl's sort of the main one.
See, I like the character, though. It's got some...
You should come upstairs and give him a book or something.
It's got a good New York... It's got a good New York accent type of little bit of humor, you know, kind of Saul from the Jerky Boys.
Yeah, he's entertaining. I appreciate his what he brings to the program.
Speaking of really entertaining, what's happened with the I still say they're only one, not two. What's happened with Nature Boy?
Oh, he's still around. He called in tonight but didn't raise his hand. He calls almost every night.
You mean the Nature Boy?
Oh, yeah. He couldn't. He called last night. He was on last night when all the fucking the shit was popping off. He couldn't believe it. He called two nights in a row. I had a bunch of girls on, and he just couldn't fucking contain himself. He didn't know what to do.
Amazing.
It was kind of fun just seeing some of the people's reaction, actually. Like, I mean, I've been trolled pretty hard before, dude, but that was insane, dude. That was like three major troll crews all at the same time in the chat room. It was out of control.
Yeah, the slugger came in and brought her crew.
Yeah, Flawless crew. This fucking crew that came out of nowhere called the ONTD crew.
Yeah, these people need
they're
a
like
hobby.
They're like the female version of the BWC, or no, the female version of like 4chan.
Yeah, they're like the 4chan chicks.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
But I was really seriously thinking of killing these fucking people. You know that, Vince? I was so fucking mad. I was like, who do I got to make an example of? Oh, I was already plotting it. Oh, it would have been wonderful. All over the news. But I would have been gone away for quite some time. But fuck it. I just said fuck. I just, you know, whatever. If I lose the gig, whatever, I'll just stay here till my next gig. Don't matter. It's like, fuck. I'm not telling no... I'm not saying nothing on Ghost no more. These motherfuckers, they're over here fucking... a bunch of trolls on Ghost, man. I thought, you know, Ghost over here shooting pearls, you know, shit. I've listened to his advice.
Dude, all right, bro. There's a reason. I'll tell you what. There's a reason why Bill Wagoner's name is a cuss word on BTR. There's a reason, dude.
What's the reason? I want to hear it.
because of like what you, the shit you saw in my chat room last night, like that kind of shit was popping off on his show all the time with the BWC exclusively, and they were just fucking shredding things like crazy, dude. And mixed in with all this trolling is a few actual legitimate hackers that can actually, in reality, inflict some legitimate damage, you know, technologically to your shit.
Oh yeah, like that one time when BTR got shut down, one of the fucking BTR hosts did it.
Yeah. When you got the inside scoop on the fucking somebody found the self-destruct button on BTR and gave you like a heads up. It was like 9/11 for BTR. And you were like the Mossad. You got the message like just a couple hours. We're able to evacuate.
I did my show early that day. Because he told me he was going to do it around my show.
Hey, why is the Mexican on so fucking early today? What's going on? Wait, you're on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Goofy?
Yeah, I know.
What's going on, dude?
Oh, nothing. Just, you know, just have shit to do later.
Yeah, I'm just packing my bags. I'm getting out of town. I'll see you later.
Going on tour. I got ready for tour. Good luck tonight on your show, Vince.
Here, Vince, there's $1,000. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know what the fuck that Mexican's doing, but anyways, hey folks, what the fuck happened to my switchboard? Like,
my switchboard just literally
crapped down on me. I have no longer have control. Luckily, I unmuted you fuckers.
Oh man, that was funny.
All right, I'm gonna wrap it up here. Anyways, I gotta go. I'm getting fucking tired.
All right, Vince. Thanks for having me on again, man. Hey,
come back
better, man.
Hey, Goofy, come back on Wednesday. Wednesday night, I'm booking you.
I'm getting
you as my co-host for like the whole show. So try to show up.
I'll be there the whole show.
So, yeah, that'd be cool, man.
I'll shoot you some songs too, some new ones.
Yeah, we'll play your shit, and we'll just take calls and whatever, see what happens.
All right, cool. All right, everybody, have a good night.
All right, man. Goofy
Bye.
Bone. All right. One Angry Jude, thank you for coming through once again. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll check you out again next time. I'll be on tomorrow night. New releases Tuesday. In the meantime, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Good night.
Are we on the network?